God did heal Miriam in response to Moses' prayer. But the lesson is clear, is it not? There is genuine authority in God's people. And that shouldn't be taken lightly. I'm thinking especially of the direction that the Pope is leading the church. It's very committed to charismatic renewal, new evangelization, dialogue with non-Christians, you know, and renewal of the liturgy, among other things. I want to talk a bit, though, about this gospel. We usually know when we hear the first line or two from the text where it's going to go. And we're all ready to cheer for the good guys. And so we miss the point a lot. It isn't like Jesus has this very clever answer to the bad guys. You see, the question is, why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? It's not the scriptures. It's the tradition of the elders. Now, what's wrong with the tradition of the elders? Sometimes nothing. But what has happened here is a very complex system. So complex, so man-centered, that they've forgotten about God. That's the problem. You see, not only the tradition, it's not anywhere in Scripture you have to wash your hands before your meal, it's common sense, but it's the traditio, it's the tradition. Now these things get more and more complicated as time goes on. If you want to see a good example, go visit the New Agers, what they eat, what they don't eat, cut your carrots at 45 degrees angles, and all of this sort of thing. Now there, it's Gnosticism. Simply trying to manipulate the cosmos so that we can be safe. You know, you can cut your carrots at 45 degree angle, you know, do all the other things you're supposed to do, and you'll have a half hour of eternity. Well, you won't. It's the concentration on what human beings do that degenerates religion. Now, we've had some wonderful texts from the Old Testament recently, from Leviticus, about the feast days, which are all commemoration of acts of God in history. And then we had again another text from Leviticus about the Jubilee year. The land is mine, says the Lord. You're renters. You're guests here. And now, in the gospel we have this. It's not the stomach, it's the heart that matters. And so, it's key to understanding this text that it's the tradition of the elders. It's not the scriptures. Now, you can have good traditions that are building up and protecting obedience to the word. We have a solemn obligation, for instance, to assist at the liturgy every Sunday. That's a law. It wasn't a law for a long, long time, as even John Paul II points out in his instruction on the Shabbat, on the Sabbath. Why? Because we should come together once a week as a community and honor the work, the wonder, the beauty of salvation completed with the resurrection. And come as a community. We can't do that one by one. We must be together. That's why. See, again, it's not a tradition of the elders. Do this in memory of me. It's a command of the Lord. Okay. So, what does that mean for us? It means cultivating our heart. Listening to the Lord. Yielding to the Lord. As things get darker, they will also get lighter. Other things will. And it's important for us to grasp, not on the super, Jesus outwitted them, he showed them what jerks they were. No. He's not interested in any of that. He's going to die to save them. No. It's a question of human activity making me safe versus letting the Holy Spirit change my heart and get rid of sin. It's much easier to give up chocolate than to give up anger. You know, much easier to pass up cake than to forgive. See what I mean? Much easier to make sure your meals are all than to make sure that you have an hour of prayer a day. That's what our Lord is saying. And in the Marx version, there's some of that is explicit. It's not what goes into a man that defiles him. It's what comes out from his heart. And that's the principle. Otherwise, we turn the page and say, well, Jesus won again, and we don't change. Part of the change is that we're praying, if some of these poor scribes are still down in purgatory, let's pray they get out and go see God.